If you've been working from home, please wait for your vaccine. That's an argument from Stephen Thrasher, a professor at Northwestern University, who recently wrote an op-ed for the Scientific American. He believes it's unethical to step in line in front of people who make it possible for so many of us to stay indoors: healthcare workers, delivery drivers, cashiers. But Lindsay Wiley with American University says relying on personal responsibility is a surefire way to mismanage a pandemic. Wiley is the director of the Health Law and Policy Program at the university's Washington College of Law, and she joins us now. Lindsay, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes. So we've heard this idea before that Thrasher is making, that those more insulated from the pandemic and not medically compromised, we should note that, shouldn't skip the line to get a vaccine ahead of others who face the risk of infection daily. And this comes, as we've seen, many people are finding ways to jump the line. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's complicated. It depends a lot on the kind of gray area about what does it mean to jump the line, because the line has gotten pretty big, right? And it's gotten pretty wide. Governors have expanded eligibility far more rapidly than guidelines from the CDC recommended that they should at a time when doses are really very scarce. And so, you know, some folks may be thinking about misrepresenting themselves as falling within the categories that are eligible, but others, it may just be a matter of, you know, technically I'm eligible, but so are a lot of other people who are at higher risk than I am. And my argument is that if it's safe for you, if you have the option of staying home for a little longer, it's better to wait when you're in a group with a lot of people who may be equally eligible, but not equally at risk.
You also say there's a difference between highlighting anecdotal ethical failures and then shifting the blame of the vaccine's slow overall rollout to individuals. Where do you think the responsibility lies in distributing the vaccine?
I have repeatedly referred to this as a personal responsibility pandemic. I think we've seen it again and again where institutional leaders and elected officials have tried to shift the blame and shift the responsibility for making difficult choices onto individuals. We've seen it with masks, where, you know, the idea was that if everybody would wear their masks, this would all end immediately, when, you know, the evidence really wasn't strong that would be enough by itself. I really resent a situation where we're all turning on each other and our leaders are encouraging us to do that instead of holding our institutions and governments accountable for society-wide choices, for systemic responses, and most importantly, for implementing a modern public health response that doesn't depend so much on each of us making these impossible choices at the individual level.
Hmm. Really, has the vaccine distribution system, as we know it right now, failed those, do you think, who need it most?
I think it has. I think we're seeing indication of that across states, across cities, across the country, and across the globe, that, you know, the people whose vaccination will make the biggest difference, the fastest, in reducing hospitalizations and deaths are having some of the greatest difficulty accessing vaccines. I, as someone who is at relatively low risk of COVID compared to many others, I may actually benefit more from hospital capacity being protected, so that if I, you know, slip and fall and hurt my head, I'm more likely to get the care that I need. But we're all very focused on, you know, feeling like we've got to navigate this difficult system. And so it creates this sense that if we're not fighting hard for our place in line, everybody else is, and we're sort of the ones who are going to get left behind. And that ignores, though, that we really do expect to transition from scarcity of vaccine doses to abundance, you know, relatively rapidly over the course of the next few months. A few months' time can make a huge difference for people Absolutely. Who are in high-risk groups and are either themselves in high-exposure situations because of work or living conditions, or live with people who are in high-exposure groups. They really don't have the time to wait. A few months' difference really is life or death. Whereas for someone like me, who has the, you know, who's fortunate to have the ability to work from home, who's fortunate to live in a household where I can stay relatively safe, I can afford to wait, and I should.
So your take-home message is, as you told us in the beginning, it's complicated. But really, as an individual, you're telling us if you can wait, wait. If you can't, don't wait. But then what should we call on for our officials who are in charge of these distribution systems? What would you tell individuals to do when it comes to really pushing them to find the right systems? It just depends on where you live. I mean, some places people have been able to get them right away, and others, they're still waiting.
I think we've seen some really good models out there across the country for how to do this right. And one thing to keep in mind is equity and public health criteria and prioritization of particular groups. It doesn't have to look like policing whether somebody has the right documents so that only the right people are showing up in response to some kind of mass cattle call. It looks like targeting vaccinations by sending the doses and sending the vaccinators to hard-hit areas. That's what a public health approach to prioritization looks like, and it shouldn't be understood as standing in the way of the public health goal of achieving herd immunity when we have enough doses. Right now, we only have enough doses to vaccinate between 10 and 30% of the population over the next few months. And when that's the case, we've got to use those doses wisely to reduce hospitalizations and deaths. Eventually, every person's vaccination will help equally for the goal of achieving herd immunity, but that's just not where we are right now with our supply.
Lindsay Wiley, Director of the Health Law and Policy Program at American University's Washington College of Law. Thank you so much.
Thank you.